Was he ever called the bearer?
Uh-huh.
Bearer?
Yeah.
He was? And how would you say that?
We used to say bar.
The little hog, when it's first born, is called a
pig.
When it is a little older, about medium size, it's called
a shoat.
When they're full grown, they're called
hogs.
How big must a pig get to be called a shoat? When did it stop being a pig and become a shoat?
When it quit nursing her.
Did you have a special name for an unbred female hog?
Gilt.
What do you, hogs have on their backs? What do you call the hairs on their backs?
Bristles.
What were the big teeth that the hog had?
We call them tushes.
The thing that you put the food in for a hog to eat, the long
trough.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate him.
Okay, did you use any other words?
Mark him.
Okay, anything else? The reason I'm asking, I know over at the homes is they say cut.
Cut.
The noise made by a calf when it is being weaned. You say the calf begin to
bite.
The gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to
moo.
Did you use another word for moo?
Low.
Okay. The gentle noise made by a horse. The horse began to
bray.
Okay, did you use another word for maybe a softer sound than bray? Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what kind of hen?
Setting hen.
The place where hens live was called the chicken.
Chicken house.
Did you use another word for it?
No.
Did you ever use coop?
Not without it was just a little small pen. Maybe just to put two or three in and break them from scent. It would be called coop.
What did you put, what did you call little chicks?
Biddies.
Yeah. Used to come home every spring. Or every spring my mother would order 100 biddies from Sears and Roebuck and had to keep them in the kitchen 2 weeks. And she'd tell us if you touched them, they'd die. They wouldn't have, let's keep us from touching them. They'd chirp all night long. Then we'd have fried chicken all summer. When you eat one, what is part of the what is the part that the children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see how it will break?
Pull it on.
Did you ever call it anything else?
No.
What do you call that larger piece and what does it mean when it's broken? Did you have a special name for the larger piece or for the smaller piece?
Wishbone.
Okay, what did it mean? The person who got the bigger piece?
Oh, the one that got the bigger piece would marry first.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart, and the gizzard, and so on. What do you call those chicken hearts? When you, the chicken heart, liver, and gizzard, you have a special name for those? You use them, to, say, to make dressing?
Gizzard.
Okay. Did you have a special name for the inside part of the pig or calf that you would eat? The same kinds of things, but from a pig or a calf, would it be a different name?
Let's see, the heart, the gizzard. I don't know what to get. I don't reckon there'd be a gizzard in them.
No, there wouldn't. What did you call the lining of the intestines in a pig when it was cooked? What you call
chitlins.
It?
Chitlins.
Yeah.
Chitlins.